This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Tensions in China continue to run high. Now authorities are trying to nurture the nation's relationship with Europe. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. European Council Chief Charles Michel met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in a one-day official visit to Beijing today. There were handshakes and smiles before the cameras, but the meeting comes amid persisting economic tensions between the two sides. Brussels describes the meeting as a timely opportunity for both the EU and China to engage. At the recent G20 meeting in Bali this year, Mr. Michel urged the West to rebalance its relationship with China, adding then that it's important to listen and develop understanding. The BBC's Carrie Allen then explains how today's meeting is being received.
State media very much want to emphasize that China attaches great importance to the development of relations with Europe. And you've got a lot of reports today about how there are broad common interests between European nations and China. But at the same time, China really wants to convey a message that Europe at the moment is dependent on China. So you've got a lot of messaging about how European companies are struggling because of the high energy costs related to the Ukraine invasion. And media have very much been wanting to put the blame on the US for this. It's more or less putting a message across that it's extending an olive branch to European nations and European companies and saying, we can help you. But the flip side of that is that China itself is dependent on European countries and European companies. European companies have been moving out of the country to India, for example, and China very much recognizes that over the last 3 years, it has become more isolated, and it wants to make sure that those relationships with European companies are still strong.
And Chinese authorities are really facing sort of a reckoning across China with these zero COVID lockdown rules. Some loosening of those restrictions, though, today. What have we heard from authorities?
We keep on hearing about how in major cities, big hubs for economic development, they are starting to ease lockdowns. They really want to say that the length of lockdowns are shortening so that they're not disruptive to people's lives. But people still feel that China still needs to do more.
The BBC's Carrie Allen for us. Thanks for breaking this down.
Thank you.
Checking the numbers now, Fed Chair Jay Powell's signal yesterday that the pace of rate rises in the U.S. could slow has given fresh momentum to global stock markets today. Across Asia, benchmarks ended solidly in the green, while the Pan-European Stock 600 Index has hit its highest level since the summer. With inflation still on the rise, though, times are tough for families and businesses all across the world. So to try to ease the pain on some businesses, this week, Kenya's President William Ruto unveiled a new program to offer cheaper loans to entrepreneurs. It's called the Hustler Fund, and its name refers to a campaign slogan that the president made popular during his run for office. On the campaign trail, he said his humble beginnings meant he was the right person to represent what he called Hustler Nation of millions of Kenyans struggling to make ends meet. The BBC's Charles Gitanga has more from Nairobi.
Access to credit has been one of the biggest headaches for small businesses here in Kenya, and most commercial banks categorize them as high risk, which means they can't get loans. And if they do, the interest that is accompanied by those loans tends to be very, very high. And so most of them over the years have turned to informal lenders. And this is the area that the government has been looking to regulate. If you look at it, this is President Ruto's biggest economic policy, at least in the eyes of the people that voted for him, the people that he convinced share the same story of rags to riches with him.
That's the BBC's Charles Kitanga reporting from the Kenyan capital there. Well, I hope you've had your breakfast this morning, because this next story might make your mouth water. There are few things more satisfying than the smell of freshly baked bread, and arguably fewer things more quintessentially French than the baguette. With 16 million said to be baked up every day, it's a staple that now UNESCO has added to its intangible cultural heritage list. It's an honor that even President Emmanuel Macron, who's called the baguette 250 grams of magic and perfection, was proud to mark at the French embassy yesterday in Washington, where he's been visiting this week. That's President Macron there calling this a very important moment, recognizing craftsmanship that embodies the spirit of French know-how. From Paris, then, the BBC's Hugh Schofield takes a trip to his local bakery to explore the cultural and economic value of this French bread.
Making a traditional baguette, traditional as opposed to the industrial version, is something that the French still take very seriously. And at a time when more and more people are doing their shopping online, and when so many high street shops are dying, the trip to the boulangerie remains for many people here a much-loved ritual. Indeed, it's as much for the social function of the daily bread as it is for its undoubted gourmet value that UNESCO has decided to give the baguette this honour. Audrey Azoulay is UNESCO's French Director General.
You push open the door, you buy a baguette, and automatically you meet people, you talk to people. It's all extremely important for creating the social bonds which we are all so in need of nowadays, in a world that's increasingly virtual and devoid of human contact.
The baguette fought off challenges from the bistro and the roofs of Paris to be France's nominee this year for intangible heritage status, where it joins such other traditions as the French gastronomic meal, the Mediterranean diet, and Belgian shrimp fishing on horseback. Among other winners this year are German modern dance and Andorran bear festivals. Ukrainian borscht cooking is declared to be in danger because of the war.
That's the BBC's Hugh Schofield reporting from the French capital there. And I think after that, a sandwich with baguette and butter is definitely on my lunch menu this afternoon. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.